সকলে হাতে ইংরেজি বুঝতে পারবেন না, কিন্তু ইংরেজিতে যিনি খুব এক্সপার্ট এবং বলতে পারেন ভালো, আমি তাকে একটু অনুরোধ করছি যে আজকে বিষয়টা নিয়ে একটু চর্চা করুন। শ্রীপাদ ভক্তিসুদী গোস্বামী মহারাজ, হি ইজ এক্সপার্ট অ্যান্ড ভেরি ডিয়ার ডিসাইপল অফ শ্রীল গুরু মহারাজ অ্যান্ড শ্রীল শিবকৃপানন্দ স্বামী প্রভুপাদ। Here is so many devotee of Srila Swami Prabhupada. Srivad Bhakti Bhavan Janaka Maharaj and others, Srivad Siddhanti Maharaj, they all is very expert. But I am requesting Srivad Bhakti Sudhi Gosai Maharaj, speak something in English that other someone, if wants to say something, they can tell in Bengali. Oh, there. Yes.
Conception. then we'll find that at the lotus feet of the devotee. Srila Guru Maharaj said, it may be that we hear Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwam, everything meant for Krishna, Kama Nivari Parase Mahaleshu Kadatna, he's for himself, by himself, everything's for him. We can understand he's the supreme reality, we should not be envious of him. But that will not be the test. The beginning says, Karma Krojita Kaita Bhoja Paramo Nirma Saranam Satam. It will be judged whether or not we are envious of Krishna's devotee or not. That will be the criteria. Because it's easy. We say, oh, Krishna's the infinite, we're the tiny, finite souls. How can we? It is foolishness to be envious of him. But if we are envious of Krishna's devotee, then we can have no substantial connection with him. Yasya prasadha bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadha nagati devotee. Without the mercy of Gurudev, our spiritual life is futile. It's meaningless. Because my deyam tato rajam sapujo yathayam. Krishna says, my devotees, those who are wholly given over to me. As this song, Amar Jasidat, Amar Nahi So Ami. When one who can say, who's an Ananya Bhakta, I'm no longer mine. It's not a question of I'm sacrificing myself to you. I have no independent existence. Srila Guru Maharaj says that self-forgetfulness is a higher plane than self-sacrifice. To be wholly given over to the other, to have no separate existence. So, in that song of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, we're told, Sakshad Rithena Samasta Shastra Uptasta Thala Dhyate Vashati, that Gurudev shall be seen as Krishna himself. This is a mysterious thing, how the inspired side of the Vaishnava is Guru. As Srila Saraswati Thakur himself said, when the Guru must explain Uddhava Gita to his disciple, when he comes to the verse, Acharjam Mam Vijaniyam Navamanyeta Karna Chit Namartya Udhyat Suyeta Sarvadeva Mayoguru, should he desert the asan and fail and refrain from giving his disciple that instruction? What is that instruction? Guru is as good as God. Guru is God. Krishna descends and reveals himself in this world through Gurudev, through his agency. On the Ekadashi day, as a Vaishnava, Gurudev will not take grain, but on the altar, the grain will be offered to Gurudev. So this is a mysterious position that's being held. That Krishna, when he wants to make himself known, his agency is Guru. So Guru is the agency through which Krishna reveals himself in this world. So to ignore the devotee, and that is an indirect expression of envy, then we cannot substantially connect with Krishna. Once Srila Guru Maharaj was giving a talk, and he quoted some Bengali expression, forgive Kirtan Maharaj, that goda denge gashkawa, can you hear what I said? Does that make sense? So he said, what is in front of a horse? He's being fed. But right in front of him is the food. But what is he doing? He's running and jumping and going somewhere else. He says, so why does Gaudiya Math not give recognition to Mirabai and others? Because they do not give recognition to the devotee of Krishna. They want to go directly to Krishna further and establish their own relationship with Krishna. But that is the opposite of the message of the Bhagavatam. When Srila Guru Maharaj was traveling in South India, he met one pundit who knew every single sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. All of them. And so they had some discussion. And the discussion centered on this point. Who are the highest devotees presented in the Bhagavatam? So that pundit, he said, Chatushan, the four Kumaras. There we can conclude by a careful study of Srimad Bhagavatam that they are the highest devotees. What is your idea? Srila Guru Maharaj said, they are the lowest devotees. And he said, with two slokas, this man knew all 18,000 slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam. With two slokas from Srimad Bhagavatam, Guru Maharaj established his case and finished them. What are those two slokas? He said, they're in the lowest position. Then what is your answer? He said, Nasatapiyatama We can understand here in Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna himself says, of all of those who are dear to me, there is no one as dear to me as you, Uddhava. He says, not Atmagu, not Brahma, not Shiva, not my brother Sankarshan, not Lakshmi, no one is as dear to me. And in the Brihat Bhagavatamritam Tika, Srila Sanatana Goswami, he says, actually, he wanted to say, Chayata Pavan, he said, you, he wanted to say, my devotee. He says, but because Uddhava is front and before him, he says, you, you're the most dear to me. But really, he wants to say, my devotee, there's no one more dear to me than my devotee. So in one sloka, Srila Guru Maharaj cancels his chatushan. Right? Those four, they're canceled by one sloka. Then in his next sloka, he established, first, he has established the position of Uddhava as his mouthpiece, as his loudspeaker, as I have a loudspeaker and can force you to hear what I say. So he established Uddhava as his loudspeaker. Right? Then, through the mouth of Uddhava, comes the final solution. Asamaho saranamenu samaham sam vrindavane kimapi kumala dosadinam yad dushtidam swadhanam arjapatam. So his bond. Behdur mukunda padini shruti vivrikyam. That Uddhava, he was sent by Krishna to take up as a messenger to Vrindavan, to take a message on his behalf, some joke message of his to the gopis. But he wanted Uddhava to learn something along the way. So that's some, we're asked to do many things in Krishna consciousness. Sometimes you're supposed to learn something along the way. I'm still trying. So Uddhava came, got this impression after he could understand the level of intensity and self-forgetfulness of these Brajagopis. That's what he learned from them. That no one had given themselves more to Krishna than them. Krishna wanted him to learn that. So he concluded, because generally we think of Vrindavan, oh, it's the place that's decorated by the lotus feet of Krishna. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Radha Padmankitadam Vrindavan Dharanam. If you want to be sure you're in Vrindavan, then look for the lotus feet of Radharani. If you find her feet there, then you can understand. You've entered that plane of service. So Uddhava's conclusion was, so my aspiration is, I want to be a Manjari. That's what I want. I want Manjari Bhav Swarup. That's the ticket for me. No. Asa Amaho Charanam Renu Dushamahanga Vrindavane Kabhavi Mumalatos. If I could be a creeper, a blade of anything, if I could have an atomic connection with that plane where the feet dust of the gopis is raining on the surface, that would be more than I could dream. So we'll always find that devotion is measured in the inverse. Those who value the least connection have the most feeling. If the least connection brings about the deepest remembrance, then you can understand that person has the most feeling, the greatest devotion. Srila Guru Maharaj, like to quote Raghunath Das Goswami, he is our Prayojan Tattva Acharya. Why? Because he's indicated something revolutionary in Krishna conception. And that's what Srila Guru Maharaj gave from his verandas, and Srila Gurudev carried the flag of the Chaitanya Saraswat Math with this conception shining and illuminating this world. He's carrying it 20 times around the world and wrapping the world in the beauty of this radiant, effulgent, divine conception presented as an aspiration. Asha avraya vrindasindhu mayutu tamshit kalo mayati gavita kila sampratangi tamche kripa mayi vidashat mayutu kimmayi prane vrajema chaparo rupakari nabi. Without the devotee, I'm not interested in Krishna. This is the indication he's giving. I have no direct concern with Krishna. Guru said, if Krishna himself comes before you, we will ask Gurudev, is that Krishna or not? I don't know. Just there's a man at the door and said he's Krishna. And if you tell me, do we let him in or not? So Guru said, search for Sri Krishna. Like Krishna Nusana, it is an aspiration of the heart. Das Goswami said, somehow I'm dragging on in this world with one aspiration, to serve your lotus feet. Who is he speaking to? Srimati Radharani, it is an aspiration of her service. Why? Kintu Praboya Priya Eva Tasya Vande Guru Sri Charanavindam. The chain shifts from Krishna to who is Prabhu Priya Mukunda Presa, who is most dear to Krishna. Therefore, we see Gurudev as Radharani's extension, extended as the one who is most dear to Krishna. And Srila Guru Maharaj would sometimes say, when he says, Prani, you are more dear to me than my life. What's more dear than life? Prani, Rajena. Even Raja, which is superior to our own life, because as Guru Maharaj says, it's made out of a soil that's superior to our own existence. But that Raja, which is superior to my soul, no interest in that. And then Guru Maharaj said, and I know it is a shameful thing to say, but without you, Krishna is a dreadful thing. That's how dependent we are upon Srila Gurudev, the lotus feet of Sri Guru. So Srila Gurudev, he's given the logo of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, showing Krishna as the sun, the Shisha as the lotus, Guru as the water. When the disciple lotus is situated in the safely in the waters of the Asraya Vigraha of Sri Guru, then he's nourished by the Krishna sun. And that Raghunath Das Goswami, who is the Prayojan Tattvacharya, what does he tell us? That the higher service, Sakaya me, Mamma Namosu Namosu Nityam, Dasya Sithe, Mamma Rasasu Rasasu Satyam. I have no aspiration for that, no concern for that. I will try for the lowest position. So from the very beginning, the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, it is a partnership between two personalities. Srila Bhakti Rakav Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj and Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. With Srila Gurudev taking, always starting from the lowest position, even the remotest service, every service connected with the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj. We always see, if you look on his veranda, you see the lower windows are all blacked out, with the exception of the ones that are directly in front of his line of vision. Why? Because of the Bhakti Rakav Math, Chaitanya Saraswat Math, he's the Math Rakav. He's always looking to see that no disturbance will go into the higher plane. Right? That is his qualification, to be drawn up into that plane. That his only concern is there will be no disturbance there. As tomorrow we will go to Bamantar, and Srila Gurudev, he's been invited by Acharya Maharaj to come there. We've heard from your divine grace that you told us that in Hapaniya, when Srila Guru Maharaj saying, how will it be seen? And you're saying, the angle of his disciple, well, he will be seeing that as Varshana, as because of the highest conception of Guru as Radharani, then that must be her place. So then I can think, how shall we see Banantar? And that's we can deal with that more extensively tomorrow. But it does remind us of your divine grace. And one sloka comes to mind, and the standard that you set of service. And you sometimes sing this verse on another day, but I hope I won't make any offense by quoting this. It's from the Lalita Satam. Radha Mukunda Paratam Bhavagarma Bindu Nirmansino Bhakarani Pitadeva Laksham Utunga Sovrida Vishesha Vishapa Gaudam Devim Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam Namami. What is her standard of service? Deho Laksham. She's prepared to take a million bodies on, shed a million bodies. But not one drop of sweat, no disturbance will enter the higher domain. That is not her concern to enter there, but to allow no disturbance to enter there. So for more than 45 years, Srila Bhakti Sundara Govindadeva Goswami Maharaj took all the headache, all the seva upon his head of the Chaitanya Sarasvat Math, so we can have the opportunity to come and hear and sit at the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj, and then broadcast the glory of Chaitanya Sarasvat Math all over the world. But the person working in the background and the foundation of all of this was none other than His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Sundara Govindadeva Goswami Maharaj. So when I hear this song of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, I can only think, Srila Gurudev Maharaj, you are that merciful person who gives shelter to such fallen souls as myself and allowed us to come here and walk in the hallowed ground of the Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Math. Please prevent us from sending any disturbance into the higher plane and give us some opportunity of service, however remote, to your divine lotus feet. Srila Bhakti Sundara Govindadeva Goswami Maharaj Agrava Maha Mahotapati Ki Jai. Srila Bhakti Rakav Shridhar Deva Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Math Ki Jai. Srila Govinda Maharaj Ki Jai. Nitai Go Premanande.
Atara, Kakari Sunde, you all give some hearing about Krishna consciousness, perfectly, which is descending from the above to this plane, from Sipa Bhaktisudhi Goswami Maharaj. Guru Maharaj was very much cautious to keep names. But when he gave Goswami this name to him, I was surprised. Because Guru Maharaj is the highest honor to Sripa Bhakti Sarangu Goswami Maharaj. After that, Goswami Maharaj, anyone will get this name, it was not my idea. But to have Guru Maharaj given, then I was very much conscious about that. And you heard his lecture, then you understand why Guru Maharaj gave him this name, what can I say about